This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Jessica Noonan is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week and what the most watched YouTube video was. Thanks for joining me, Jessica.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. So for this week, what do we get for number five?
So number five, Rachel McAdams stirred a lot of chatter this week when a photo shoot of her came out and she was wearing Versace and Bulgari diamonds and a double breast pump. And this was a photo shoot that she did for Girls, Girls, Girls magazine. And it happened 6 months after she gave birth to her son.
I have not heard this. Like, what happened?
She took a photo shoot. It's like her in hot couture, and then she has a double breast pump on. It's very pro-feminism, pro-new moms, kind of trying to break the stigma around breast pumping in general. And the editor of Girls, Girls, Girls magazine posted it on her Instagram, so that's why it got so much traction this week.
Was it good traction, bad traction?
Yeah, all very positive. People were like, go you, way to go, all positive things.
Okay, I guess breast pumps is a thing now. What we get for number four?
Pictures of the new Aladdin live action movie came out. So a lot of people were Googling Will Smith as a genie, but also a lot of people were Googling hot Jafar, because in comparison to the cartoon where Jafar looks a little creepy, this Jafar is very attractive.
You know, Will Smith has pretty big shoes to fill, because when it comes to Robin Williams, when I think of genie, that's who I think of. So I hope he does it really well. If not, there's only going to be really good or really bad in my mind.
I know. That's the struggle for me, too. Like, especially being a 90s kid growing up with Robin Williams as the genie, like, it's just hard to imagine anyone else in that role. So trying to look at it as almost a different film.
Yeah, you know, that's a great way to look at it. You're just going to have to sit there and say, this is a brand new film. It's a different take. And try not to be judgmental. And I know that I'm going to do that. And I'm going to fail.
Yeah.
Oh, what we get for number three?
The holidays are coming up. We've got less than a week till Christmas. So a lot of people were searching for their packages. So we saw a lot of people putting their tracking numbers in for FedEx, USPS, and UPS directly into Google so they could see where their packages are. And one of the top trending questions was, does UPS, FedEx, and USPS deliver on Christmas Eve? Good news, they do. So a lot of people purchased online this year. You know, we're seeing search interest in tracking really spike, especially over the past 5 years. And shipping costs has reached an all-time high this month since 2004. So lots of people are searching to buy their presents online and make sure that they can actually get there in time.
Now, I don't want this to sound like a plug, but it's going to end up being one, because I love Amazon because of the two-day free shipping. So, and they also started texting pictures when they deliver the package. So I'm like, that's my front door. I know where it's at. You don't have to worry about
it.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I totally know what you mean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because this year I was thinking of buying things on eBay, but I have to go back to Amazon only because of the two-day free shipping.
Yeah, the short shipping turnaround is really good, but you got to make sure that you don't go for the third-party seller, too, right?
Oh, yeah, especially when they're like, oh, you can buy this from other sellers, and you're just thinking, oh, they'll go with the cheap one, and it's like Amazon doesn't fulfill it, you won't get the two-day free shipping. That's happened to me multiple times.
Yes, and then you're stuck searching, are they delivering on Christmas Eve, because it still hasn't come in yet.
Right. So what do we get for number two?
So for number two, again, going along with the holiday theme here, lots of people looking for their favorite movies. So we actually did an analysis of what was the most uniquely searched movie in each state. And for Illinois, it was Once Upon a Christmas Miracle, which I have not heard of. But I think I've also noticed, especially among my friend group, that there are all these new Christmas movies that people are watching now. Like Netflix came out with a whole bunch this year, and, you know, people doing the Hallmark Christmas movies. But the top search movie was really Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which is a true classic.
Did Die Hard get on that list? Because that's always a debate whether or not that's a Christmas movie.
I know. Die Hard did not make it on the list for uniquely searched movies. No, people definitely stuck a lot more to the classics.
Really? Die Hard is a classic. I'll argue anyone for that one. Oh, what about Nightmare Before Christmas? Is that considered a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
You know, I don't know. I go back and forth every year. It was not on our list, so no one was really searching for it. But I think that there's a wide range of what people define as Christmas movies now. Like Harry Potter, it's got one scene of Christmas in it, so does it count?
That's true.
Really, it just comes down to, like, what can you watch with your whole family and get everyone to agree on? So that's my qualification more.
Yeah, Die Hard. Everybody agrees on Die Hard. So what do we get for number one?
All right. So number one, Penny Marshall passed away this week at the age of 75. She was best known for her role as Laverne in the hit sitcom Laverne and Shirley. But she was also a trailblazing filmmaker. So she gave us movies like A League of Their Own, Big, and Awakening. So this is really a big loss in Hollywood.
Big? What did she do with Big?
With Big, she was behind it as a filmmaker, so she was the director, I believe.
She was the director for Big? How did I not know this movie of trivia?
I know. Yeah, so lots of her and Tom Hanks with that in A League of Their Own.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I did not know about Big. I knew A League of Their Own, but wow. Wow, that's affecting me. Big was a really cool movie. I think everybody growing up when they watched it, it's like, oh, I want to be an adult. And seeing that movie and then realizing there's way more to being an adult than just having fun and not listening to people. Yeah, that was that was kind of big for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No pun intended.
Yeah, right.
Totally agree. I loved Big as a kid, and I still love rewatching it now.
So for this week, what was the most watched YouTube video?
All right. So speaking of getting packages delivered, the top video with more than 42 million views at this point is a YouTube video about a guy who created a glitter bomb for package thieves. So when they picked up the package and then tried to open it, it would spray glitter every 30 seconds. And he way over-engineered it. Like, it had four phones in it to record it. It had, like, a tracking device so he knew where it was in terms of GPS. And his hope was that the thief would end up just ditching the package because it kept spraying glitter everywhere.
Did he press charges on anybody or no?
I don't think that he pressed charges. At least he didn't reveal that in the video. But, you know, this is becoming a huge problem that really people can't do any follow-up on. Like, police say a lot of the time that it's not worth their time to go and try and investigate it, and they're trying to have some more security out, but it's really where do you put your resources behind, you know? The good news is you can do things like get security cameras, like a Nest Cam or something, which will alert you when people are there, but that doesn't always mean that you have the time to react. So hopefully this will help deter a few people who got the glitter bomb packages to stop stealing packages.
Man, when it comes to the package thieves, I'm worried about that myself. But on the flip side, when it comes to Amazon, eBay, and actually any really internet retailer, they usually have really good, you know, returns and policies for this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you end up getting your money back or you just get a replacement. So I can see why the police won't help, because they're like, oh, well, it's not over $1,000 or $500. Just go back and argue your case that it was stolen.
Yeah, exactly. Or when it is that valuable, you normally have to sign for it, right? So that they give it to an actual person.
Oh, or like with eBay, if it's over, I think it's $1,000 or more, you have to get insurance, like mailing insurance. So you'll have to insure it through UPS or USPS. FedEx, you'll have to insure it anyways, because if it comes to you damaged or anything else with it, then they can like refund your money.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, it's for big purchase stuffs, you know, like $1,000, like it's a car or a big computer that, you know, spent $5,000 on. Yeah, like that's the only reason I know is because of computers. Like, you have to buy insurance for that stuff, because if it comes in broken or jumbled up or the graphics card wasn't plugged in correctly, boom, I want my money back.
Yeah, absolutely. I think most of my eBay shopping has been definitely below that threshold.
Get into gaming and you'll see it just skyrocket. That roof will shatter. Well, thank you, Jessica, for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much and happy holidays.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.